Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits, Reach Personal Success on a Daily Basis. Our purpose is to help you overcome any limiting beliefs by talking about subjects in psychology and mental health. Today's presentation is 9 helpful tips for understanding why you keep having the same dreams. Have you ever had the same dream multiple times? Do you think recurring dreams have some sort of message that is important for you to understand? Many dream experts assert that dreams may be occurring over and over again in order to get you a message about something in your life. Many people experience recurring dreams at some point in their lives, and oftentimes they are somewhat dramatic or nightmarish. They could be brought about by some sort of stressful life event or a problem that you are experiencing. You might have the dream once a week, a month, or randomly throughout the year. If the dream is troubling and you want to understand the meaning or outcome of such dreams, you need to follow these tips. But before I get into it, this is what I want to say. We all dream during REM sleep, but unless you wake up right after the dream, you are not going to remember what you dreamed about. But we all dream. Take some time to really think about your life. Take a minute and go through the checklist to get started. Are you struggling with a certain problem? Are you afraid of something? Has a traumatic event occurred? Are you hitting some sort of transition? Contemplate what's been going on in your day-to-day life and jot down things that come to mind. Your psyche may be trying to get you to address something that you've been ignoring or are not aware of. So let's look at the things that can happen in a day. Write down all the things that you're struggling with that create a problem. What are the things that you're afraid of? What traumatic event has occurred? Are you hitting some sort of life transition? Often, as teenagers become young adults or they start experiencing sexual urges at certain times, often these may bring on recurring dreams. And especially when you're a teenager, it's something that you haven't experienced that you may want to experience and you're unsure what to expect. Or maybe it was your first time experiencing it and it may not have been what you thought it should have been. There's a lot of things that can happen, and they are in your subconscious thoughts, and your dreams are tapping into your subconscious thoughts. Look for patterns. Your recurring dreams follow a common pattern or theme. Many people admit to having recurring dreams that pertain to flying, being chased, falling, losing teeth, not being able to walk or run, or being naked. While recurring dreams may not have any significance, some may. For example, if you're having a recurring dream that you're naked in front of your coworkers or friends, you may be feeling vulnerable in your life for one reason or another. Or you may feel getting a message from your psyche to be more vulnerable with someone. Some of the most common dreams include flying, your teeth falling out, animals, being chased, your home being destroyed, driving out of control, sex dreams, forgetting your pants, and getting to class on time. Now, sex dreams, especially as young kids are beginning to get those sexual urges as they mature, is very unfamiliar to them. And they don't quite understand it just yet. But it's all the way, it's somewhere there's a fear that you have about something that is coming out in your dreams. And what your dreams are trying to tell you is to start dealing with some of these submerges, subconscious feelings that you're having, and talk about it, deal with it. Look within, do a little digging into your psyche, declare to yourself that you're willing to confront any negative emotions that you've been stuffing. Be open and honest and ready to contend with any emotional turmoil you've been experiencing. If you need help, reach out to a professional who can help you do some exploration. A lot of times, especially in families, when we don't want to deal with conflict, what happens? We submerge it. And then it eventually does come out. And I can tell you for myself that, yes, I have a lot of anger about what happened to me as a child and the abuse that I went through. And I can see myself in my thoughts thinking about someone getting hurt because I want to see them pay for the things they've done to me over the years. It's not anything that I can do, but I would love to see them get hurt in some way. For a lot of reasons, I can tell you that these are thoughts that I have when I wake up. Most likely, they can even be dreams that I'm having that are coming to the forefront. Because I'm not a violent person, but do I want to see someone pay for what they've done to me? Sure. Don't we all want to see someone who hurts us get hurt themselves? Look for symbolism that is occurring in your dream. Many dreams are jam-packed with symbols that mean something. Are you being chased? Perhaps you're allowing fear to rule your life. Are you pregnant in the dream? Maybe it's time to birth a new project. Is there a monster out to get you? Maybe your shadow side is trying to get you to notice emotions that you've been repressing. Try to decipher the symbolism of the dream. There are some excellent dream interpretation books that you can read to gain some insight. The Dream Directory or Dictionary from A to Z by Teresa Chung. Dreamer's Dictionary by Stern Robinson and Tom Corbett. 12,000 Dreams Interpreted, a new edition for the 21st century by Linda Shields, Gustavus Hinman Miller, Lenore Scomo. If you don't understand or don't know, there are books that you can read in order to help you understand what your dreams mean. Therefore, it's something that can definitely help you. And it's a great thing to have to think about. Write down the dream in detail each time you have it. Keep a pen and paper right before your bed and write every detail as soon as you awake. If you wait till later, you might forget some important details. You can also use your mobile phone voice app to record your dream and then jot it down later once you fully awake. You may be able to gain insights by comparing dreams and the way they vary. This is a great thing to think about because if you're able to do this consistently, if you wake up at the right time of night, right after a dream, and you remember it in detail, write it down. This way, when you compare it, you can see where is the recurring theme. And when you understand what the recurring theme is, then it's something that you can literally pull together. And once you pull together what you mean and how to deal with it, then it's a great way to take your feelings and emotions and understand what they mean and how to utilize them. So, write down each dream in detail each time you have it. And this is so important for you to think about because if you do wait, you know, we only remember dreams right after we wake up when we've just dreamed. If you don't have that feeling or if you don't remember the dream, then probably you were in twilight and then went right back to sleep and don't remember what you dreamed about. Be patient with yourself. You might not ever really understand the recurring dream, or it might simply take a little time. Know that it's all right. Be patient with yourself and allow for some mystery. Read up on a dream interpretations. If you educate yourself utilizing dream experts, you will probably be able to discern why you're having a recurring dream much faster. Dream experts have taken many years to sift through thousands of dreams and piece together common themes, archetypes, and so on. It may help you to see what they have to say about your recurring dream. Use art to record the dream. Get your art supplies out and do your best to draw or paint the dream. The act of recreating the dream while you're and putting it out there is visible form may give you some insight as to what the recurring dream is about. Think about back in the days when there was no paper. People carved some of their dreams in the rocks, and we're still deciphering what some of them mean today. The creative act of getting the dream out is a visible way that you can be helpful. See a dream interpreter. Feel free to see someone who specializes in dream interpretation. Many Jungian analysts are well-versed in recurring dreams. Do a bit of research and talk to someone about your particular dream or dreams. You may get the answers you're seeking. Following these steps should allow you to get to the bottom of your recurring dreams. Once you do, you might find that you stop dreaming the dream altogether, as that dream will have served its purpose. Not every dream has a significant meaning, but recurring dreams tend to have more meaning than random dreams. So pay attention closely and be opening to receiving insight and guidance. And what I want to talk about now is this. What do dreams mean? This may be something that you might very well want to understand. So understanding dream interpretations. Famed psychoanalyst Sigmund Freud described dreams as the royal road to the unconscious and suggested that by studying the obvious content of dreams, we could bring to light the hidden and unconscious desires that lead to neuroses or any problem you might have along the way. Analyzing dream symbols and ascribing meaning to them has become a source of both entertainment and self-reflection in popular culture. Do dreams mean anything? Can you learn your unconscious wishes and desires by interpreting your dreams, what your dreams tell you, and whether they reveal your true feelings depends on various factors. While some modern theories of dreams suggest that the answer is no, that dream may have a more biological component or even be due to sleep position, this hasn't stopped interpreters and analysts from attempting to identify what common dream themes and symbols mean. So the seven most common dreams, researchers have found that the seven most common dreams involve being attacked or chased, being late, loved ones dying, falling, flying, school, and sex. Now, what if you had a dream and some of your dreams just were slightly different? So, let's look at some of the dream research, because this is important. Babies and dreams. In a study on babies and dreaming, it was learned that babies spend about 66% of their sleeping time in the REM state, or the REM state. That is quite a bit of dreaming, considering that the average adult spends 15 to 20% of their sleep time in the dreaming stage. Dream researchers believe that there is a correlation between REM sleep and brain development. While still in the womb, the fetus is already spending a significant amount of time in REM sleep it at only 30 weeks, the fetus spends nearly 24 hours in the REM state. Premature babies also spend up to 80% of their sleep in REM state. As babies mature, their REM sleep decreases. It drops to 50% full-term baby and down to 35% in a one-year-old. This finding supports that the notion that the REM sleep is important in the mental development of the baby. Dreaming may be seen as a way of exercising the mind and stimulating it. As babies get older, they will be able to get mental stimulation from their surroundings and outside environment. It is difficult to know what babies are dreaming about, but their dreams are probably triggered mainly by physical sensations, or as babies continue to develop, visual images and sounds beginning to play a role in their dreams. So, when we think of dreams, we need to understand what the meaning of some of those dreams are. So, what do your dreams mean? And this becomes a very important factor. So, dreams can be mysterious, exhilarating, or even terrifying. But understanding the meaning of our dreams can be downright baffling. While many theories exist to explain, let alone how to interpret the meaning of dreams, psychologists have developed theories that might explain what dreams mean. So here are four theories that can help you figure out what your dreams mean. Dreams as the road to the unconscious mind, developed by Sigmund Freud. This theory stated that dreams signify what people desire, archetypes, and the collective unconscious. Carl Jung, on the other hand, also believed that dreams represented repressed wishes, but also noted that dreams explored the underdeveloped parts of the mind. Dreams as a cognitive process. Calvin S. Hall theorized that what people do and think in their waking lives are what they see in their dreams. Dreams as a reflection of waking life. G. William Domhoff, who worked with Hall, theorized a similar explanation for dreams. So, dreams as the road to the unconscious mind. In his book, The Interpretation of Dreams, Sigmund Freud suggested that the content of dreams is related to the wish fulfillment. Freud believed that the manifest content of a dream or the actual imagery or events serve to disguise the latent content or the unconscious wishes of the dreamer. Freud believed that the content of your dream shows what you desire in life. Freud also described four elements of the process that he referred to as dream work. Condensation. Many different ideas and concepts are represented within a single dream. Information is condensed into a single thought or image. Displacement. This element of the dream work disguises the latent content. Emotional meaning. By confusing the dream's important and insignificant parts, symbolization. This operation also censors the repressed ideas in the dream by including objects meant to symbolize the latent content of the dream. Secondary revision. During this final stage of the dreaming process, Freud suggested that the bizarre elements of the dream are recognized to make the dream comprehensible, generating the dream's manifest content. Jung archetypes in the collective unconscious. While Carl Jung shared some commonalities with Freud, he felt that dreams were more of an expression of repressed wishes. Jung also suggested that archetypes such as the anima, the shadow, the animus, and the persona are often represented as symbolic objects or figures in your dreams. So, when you look at dreams and the purpose of talking about dreams and how they influence our life, our mental health, and where we come from, these are so important in our daily life, because what you need to do, as we said, is look at the patterns, because when you have recurring dreams, those dreams are your subconscious talking to you. And remember, in psychology, we often refer to dreams. And Sigmund Freud was known as the father of psychology. And when you understand and you can deal with the importance of the mind, body, and spirit, and how they all work together, often people forget that you can get as much help as you want in dealing with certain things that have happened to you in your life, but unless you're ready and willing to change and understand the importance of life and your life work, because we all have a purpose in life, and we may not even recognize it until it's too late, but somewhere there was a purpose for who we interacted with and the influence we had on their lives. And dreams, every one of us, remember we talked about how infants and fetuses and how they're constantly in REM sleep and dreaming, and they're interpreting things. And understanding how all of that comes into play, that fetus may not have interacted with the outside world. It's interacted with the body that it's growing in, but what it's doing is taking in the information that the mother is seeing and how she's dealing with it. And you can go to my website, askdavidashinsky.com, and there are a number of courses on personal development to help you understand your mindset and how to live the best quality of life possible with what you have.